Riders Radio Theater is on the air!
Radio, it's the Riders on the radio. Come on, park and saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. Your radio day. We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. Now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and go and wrangle the tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airwaves once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. To Slim, the man of many hats, with Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, and Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas-based Bender inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon. Every buckaroo and buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now, with the 1981st performance of their career, here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes, and thank you, Texas Bix Bender, the voice that sold a million baby chicks over border radio. An exciting show tonight, and a very, very, what I'm trying to say is, let's do the introductions quick and get on with the show. Over here is Too Slim, I'm Ranger Doug, Woody Paul, Joey, the Cow Polka King, our Riders in the Sky, welcoming you to the West.
One, two, three.
When she paints the clouds vermilion with her promise of the dawn, when the pinion breeze turns out the rolling mist, when a sunbeam from a laughing stream dances to her song, that's Mother Nature's way of saying, welcome to the West. Singing loud, feeling proud, vermilion clouds, welcome to the West. Hey, hodo, hodo, hey, hodo, 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 dee. Hey, hodo, hodo, hey, hodo, hodo, hey, hodo, hodo, dee. Hey, hodo, hodo, hey, hodo, hey, hodo, dee. Hey, hodo, hodo, hey, hodo, hodo, dee.
When she breaks the gentle twilight with an eerie coyote's wail, when she soars on wild wings lightly to her nest, when she winks her eyes, moonbeams dance upon the sleeping trail, that's Mother Nature's way of saying, welcome to the West. Wings in flight, a moon's delight, a perfect night, welcome to the West.
Hey, hold on, hold on, hey, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Riders Radio Theater will return in all its glory following the return of longtime sponsor El Philo Larry Mammoth.
Yes, friends, El Philo Larry Mammoth, I'm back and I'm not alone. I've brought with me the most spectacular array of mind-boggling talent ever gathered in one place at one time. More stars than fill the firmament itself. Announcing the grand opening of Larry Mammoth's Death Valley International Talent Agency. Yes, we're now accepting bookings for a wide variety of high-tone specialty acts that can provide entertainment for your next cocktail party, your child's birthday, your industrial picnic, or what have you. Consider, friends, a Finnish comedian. I know it seems a contradiction in terms, but he might be the spice that puts your next underwear party over the top. Here's Arvid, the Mighty Moody Finn.
Oh, yes. Well, then the lady says to me, well, have a nice day. And okay, I says, but I'll pay for it sooner or later.
Looking for something a little more exotic for your large smoker? Consider Big Bertha Boom 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 Boom, the Holstein with the mostest. For only $9.99, she takes it all off and sings Deflator Mouse. For $19.99, she leaves it on and sings Deflator Mouse. What? You don't want her to sing at all? You can't afford it, my friend. For flea markets and political conventions, we handle exclusive bookings for the fourth or fifth smartest horse in the movies and the world's only talking horse skull, Two Jaws. Say it after me, everybody. Boy, I've played some skull orchards in my day. It's great to be here, pressing the flesh. Just like in my heyday. From the desert floor to the great northwest, we have your entertainment needs. How about a singing Mountie?
Eh?
From the Yukon Territory, we bring you Sergeant Dudley, the Barry Manilow of the frozen ways. He sings lusty, dusty, timber-topping songs of the great outdoors while narrating a stirring travelogue.
Don't cry for me, Alberta. Yes, don't cry for me, Alberta, eh? Look, over here in this slide, in the distance, past the dog team, you can see Bent. It seems to be covered in a fine mist.
You'll be covered in glory if you call Larry Mammoth's Death Valley Talent Agency for your next affair. If you got the dough, we've got the show. If you act at all, you can book any of these fabulous acts for only $9.99. That's right, $9.99. So call us today, and here's how.
To book any of these great acts for only $9.99, just call 1-900-HIT-X. That's 1-900-HIT-X, and you'll be charged for the call. And now back to Riders Radio Theater.
Thank you, Texas Bix Bender. Well, it's guest time once again on Riders Radio Theater, and Too Slim, would you like to tell the folks about this week's guests?
I'd sure like to, Ranger Doug. Saddle Pals, our guest this week is a band of women who are not only great singers, but super musicians as well. So please welcome Wild Rose.
Yes. There they are, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, it's great to have you on our show tonight. I understand that you're a band of women. What are you going to sing for us tonight?
Well, Ranger Doug, we thought we would do an old Bill Monroe classic called Sweetheart of Mine.
Before we get to that, could we just go through the band and name everybody so folks at home could get an idea?
And what you play?
Sure. Kathy, bass.
Hi, I'm Pam, and I'm singing and playing guitar.
Nancy, I play drums.
Wanda, I play well.
She plays well. You do indeed, Wanda.
No, I don't know what to say. I'm playing dobro right now, and I play fiddle and guitar and whatever.
And I'm Pam, and I play mandolin, and I sing.
Wow, two Pams.
Well, we have a Too Slim.
That's right.
Thank you, Woody. God bless you for that brilliant observation. Ladies and gentlemen, Wild Rose, Sweetheart of Mine, Can't You Hear Me Calling?
Days are dark and the nights are lonely. Since you left me all alone, I love you so, my little darling. I miss you so, oh, since you've been gone. Sweetheart of mine, can't you hear me calling? Treated you, darling, I'm sorry. Come back to me is my request. Now I remember well the night we parted.
Treated you
hear me calling a million times. I love you best. I mistreated you, darling. I'm sorry. Come back to me, is my request. Come back to me, is my request.
Love you best. Wild Rose. Isn't that great?
Wild Rose.
I'll tell you what, boys. I think we better go.
Nothing I love better than great harmony singing, and that was great harmony singing.
Well, that's great.
So
things are really going good for you guys, right? You got a new album out, and you're mentioned in the trades. All the trades are what we in the music business call the little music magazines to come out, friend.
Really?
I just thought I'd point that out. And I just read somewhere that you've been booked to open some big new casino out west somewhere.
We sure are. We sure are. Yep. Mm-hmm.
What, is it Vegas or
no, Reno it's not Vegas. It's some other club. I don't know what it is.
Huh.
Some
really?
Dump, I think.
I suppose you got to get on out there, though.
Kind of a new place?
Yeah, we got to head on out of here. We're in a big hurry. So
oh, we are? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to y'all, and hope we'll see you again soon.
Thanks. We'll see you later.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wild Rose.
Wild Rose, yeah. All right.
Riders Radio Theater is a Mammoth Radio Pictures presentation in association with WPLN Productions. This program is being taped live at the Vanderbilt University Blair School of Music in Nashville, Tennessee.
Wah, wah, wah.
And now Riders Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 9 of the exciting Western melodrama, Curse of the Lost Gold Star. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, riders in the sky have followed what they believed to be an old map deep into the superstitious mountains in search of something called the Lost Gold Star.
Whatever that is.
Unbeknownst to them, the map is a phony. It was forged by the archfiend and acting mayor of Tumbleweed City, Slocum. He arranged for the riders to find the map in a time biscuit baked by Side Meat's great-grandfather.
USDA meat, Mom.
Slocum created this elaborate ruse to get riders in the sky out of the way so he could turn Tumbleweed City into a gambling paradise. He could do this because Tumbleweed Valley once seceded from the Union and was never readmitted.
Charlie, we're going to make this place what it was always meant to be. Sin City.
Sin, right.
And now, episode 9 of Curse of the Lost Gold Star, entitled Baby Needs a New Pair of Shoes. As a hot sun bakes the mysterious, superstitious mountains to a golden brown, three cowboys and their trusty sidekick slowly pick their way up the side of a rugged, rocky ravine.
We're almost to the top, boys.
Too. I'm about baked to a golden brown by that hot sun.
Once we're out of here, we should be only a few hundred feet from where the X marks the spot, according to this map.
Wow, the Lost Gold's at last.
Thus, only moments later, they found themselves out of the ravine, standing on a rocky plateau in front of a modern four-lane highway.
Gosh, Ranger Doug, is this road on the map?
It sure isn't, Woody.
That's too bad. It would have made things a lot easier if we had known about it.
Yeah, well, there's no use crying over spilt milk. Which way did the Lost Gold's crack?
Well, let's see. According to this, it ought to be about 100 yards straight ahead, right about where that 7-Eleven is standing.
7-Eleven? They built a 7-Eleven over the Lost Gold's crack?
Wow, it sure looks that way.
Maybe we'd better go and check this out.
Good thinking, Ranger Doug.
A short walk later, our sunburned, treasure-seeking cowboys find themselves in the cool, air-conditioned comfort of a 7-Eleven.
Gosh. Whew. It's great to finally find myself after all these years of soul-searching, and to think that all the time I was right here in a 7-Eleven, in the middle of the superstitious mountains.
Slim, can we get on with this, Slim? Thank you.
Yeah, sure, Ranger Doug.
May I be of some assistance to you, gentlemen?
Perhaps, ma'am or sir. Could you tell us how long this store has been here?
Well, I certainly can. This store has been here only 10 years. But before that, there was a trading post on this exact same spot for over 150 years.
150 years?
That's
Are
right.
you sure?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I'm positive.
I'm a boy, yes.
Has there ever been any gold found around here?
Gold? No way. That would be geologically impossible. They found that out years ago. The only gold in these hills are in the back of my fillings here, see?
Thank you for the view, but I'm afraid that's not nearly enough for our needs.
Well, gosh, it could help, Ranger Doug.
Slim, never mind. Boys, there's something fishy about all this. Woody, maybe you'd better run a quick field test on this map and see just how old it is.
Okay, Ranger Doug, let's see. I'll need one of these mellow yellows, a pint of yogurt, a piece of bubble gum, and a bottle of bleach back here. Okay, that'll do it.
That'll be $3.69.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thanks. Now, let me see. That should do it. Ranger Doug, this map appears to be at least 3 months old.
three months old?
Yep, and from the texture of this paper and the logo on the back, I'd say that it came from a Piggly Wiggly supermarket sack.
Oh. I thought as much. Boys, I don't know how it was done or why, but I've got a hunch that we've been had.
You're right, Ranger Doug. We've been had. We've been duped, bamboozled, hornswoggled, given a bum steer, hung out
Slim,
to dry.
Slim, that's enough, Slim. We get the picture.
Yes.
Thank you. Come on, boys. Let's get the horses and get back to Tumbleweed Valley. I have the feeling something has really gone wrong there.
Yeah.
As someone once said, Ranger Doug is right as rain. Because back in Tumbleweed City, Slocum is barreling ahead full tilt with his plans to turn that small town into a mecca for gambling and vice. In fact, his first big casino, the Golden Calf, has just opened for business. And backstage in their dressing room, the stars of his show are about to go on stage.
Wow, this is some place, huh? We finally hit the big time, ladies.
Yeah, at last to be recognized and accepted as musicians.
Howdy, girls.
Hi, Mr. Slocum.
Everything here okay? Got everything you need? You like the cold cuts?
Well, they were better than what we had at the radio show we just did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, great. Okay, girls, your first show is in 15 minutes, and I know you're going to do swell. So, oh, I almost forgot. Here's your costumes in this shoebox.
Costumes? Costumes, but yeah. Mr. Slocum, we have our own stage closing.
Oh yeah, right. They're great too. Listen, but we got a uniform code here. We call it less is best.
Less is best.
Yeah, try them on. You'll like them. I swear you'll sound better too. Here you go.
Fishnet stockings.
Yeah.
Stiletto high heels.
Yeah.
And two tiny pieces of see-through spandex.
Well, they're not completely see-through. Look, there's a little star here, and a little star here, and another one here.
We can't wear these, Mr. Slocum. We're serious musicians.
Look, sweetheart. Around here, it's no show, no dough. You get the picture?
Oh, I see. It's a show you want, huh?
Yeah,
come
right.
Come on, so ladies. Let's show Mr. Slocum the old Wild Rose 1-2-1-2-3.
Now what?
What?
Oh!
The old one is a jab to the breadbasket that bends the subject almost double.
Two!
The old number two is a straight right to the chops that straightens the subject back up. The old 1-2 is then repeated.
One!
Oh!
Two!
Ow!
And three!
And three is a roundhouse haymaker that sends the subject reeling backwards and down, seat first, into a trash can.
Oh! Wow! You gals are pretty tough. Listen, I'm putting together a little mud wrestling show for the lounge. What do you say? Interested? Nobody will see you. You'll be covered with mud. Eh? What do you think?
No thanks, Slocum. Come on, ladies. Let's get out of here.
Wait a minute. You can't walk out on me. I'm the mayor. You'll never work in this town again.
That's the first nice thing you've said to us, Slocum.
Why, you what?
Later that same day on the dusty, well-worn trail that leads to Tumbleweed Valley, a band of hard-riding cowboys come upon a band of self-sufficient women and a broken-down bus.
Whoa, Turbo. Whoa, boys. Well, howdy there, ladies. May we be of some assistance? Say it. It's Wild Rose.
Hi, riders.
How you doing? Gosh,
do you girls got a show to do somewhere around here?
Absolutely not. What we have is bus trouble.
Oh, no. Maybe I can fix it for you. I'm an expert mechanic, you know.
Oh, really? Well, so am I.
You are?
Yep. I already figured out we threw the Johnson rod. You wouldn't have to have one with you, would you?
Well, no, I don't, Rose, but I can make one out of that tin can over there.
Oh, great. All right.
I got it. Why don't y'all sing us a song while I do this?
Okay, let's do that, girls. Let's do one of the singles off of our album, Go Down Swinging.
No, we wanted Woody to play with us on that one.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, gee, I can chew gum and make a Johnson rod and put it on and play the fiddle all at the same time. Go ahead, kick it off.
Come on.
look out, world, it's Friday night and I'm itching to dance. I want a front row table at the Union Hall and a cowboy by the hand. I'm ready to roll when the guitars are rocking. Bolts it down when the bass starts walking. I love to hear those twin fiddles talking, so let's crank up the band. I'm gonna go down swinging. Give me that old sound, singing those three-part harmonies. I was born tapping my toes, and when they finally lay me low, I'm gonna go down swinging. Well, there's nothing better than a drummer knocking out 8 beats to the bar, a piano player that knows how to boogie and a slide and steel guitar. I'll be the first one on the floor tonight. Won't sit down when it's closing time. He won't get me out of there without a fight, cause I know right from the start I'm gonna go down swinging. Give me that old sound, singing those three-part harmonies. I was born tapping my toes, and when they finally lay me low, I'm gonna go down swinging.
Woody Paul. Yes.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, there you go. She's all fixed.
Thanks, Woody. Well, I guess we'd better be going. Good luck, boys. Maybe we'll see you again on down the trail.
We sure hope so. So long, Wild Rose. Adios. Love that bus.
Well, now that the women is gone, you think we can get back to what we was doing? It'll be nightfall before we reach town as it is.
You're right, side meat. Come on, boys, let's ride.
And it is nightfall before our wandering cowboys first see the distant lights of Tumbleweed City.
Whoa, Turbo.
Whoa, what is it, Ranger Doug?
Look, the skyline. It looks different.
Say. Boy, it sure does. I didn't know there were any 30-story high buildings in Tumbleweed City.
Gosh, did we take a wrong turn?
Look, over there on Ball Knob Hill, there's a bunch of men putting up a huge antenna.
Wow.
I wouldn't think it'd be an antenna, since there's not a television station within 100 miles of here.
Well, what the tarnation is it, then?
It's a huge sign.
You're right, Woody. It's a huge point of light in the wilderness.
Look, they're turning it on. It says,
Welcome to Slot City.
Oh, no! Is this the end of Riders in the Sky?
Is this the end of Riders in the Sky? Has Tumbleweed City turned into Slot City? Should you stand or draw on a soft 17? Don't miss next week's exciting episode. It will soothe your nerves, calm your cough, and freshen your breath. It's episode 10 of Curse of the Lost Goldscrew, entitled, How You Gonna Keep Them Down on the Ranch After They've Seen Slotsville? Coming to this Theater of the Mind. And now, here again are Riders in the Sky. Enjoy the Cowboy King and Wild Rose.
Thank you, Texas McVenner. Yes.
Am I confused or what? Is it Slot City or Slotsville? I just want to know for next week.
It's Slot City, Slim.
Slot City.
Thank you, Slim, for pointing that out.
I just wanted to make
Slim,
that clear.
I'll make a note of that.
Quiet.
Thank you, Ranger.
Thank you. We're going to get all of us Riders in the Sky and all of the lovely ladies a Wild Rose, and we're all going to play Sweet Georgia Brown and... Ride on out of here.
Well, all right.
Because it's the cowboy way. Wanda on the violin. Polka King. It's our own Woody Paul.
On Riders in the Sky, the fabulous Two Slims Mercantile, or Riders in the Sky International Fan Club. Write to Riders Radio Theater, Post Office Box 277, Whites Creek, Tennessee 37189. Please don't forget to mention the station you're listening to. Riders Radio Theater was conceived, written, produced, and directed by Riders in the Sky, along with yours truly, Texas Vic Spender. Our flight commander is David Skeppner. The production foreman is Campfire Burke. Our sound effects wrangler is Big Zeno Klinker. For WPLN Productions, the executive producer is Blazing Brenda Loftus. The producer is Jalapeno Judy Lip. Recording engineers are Cactus Carl Peterson and Tombstone Tom Knox, along with Hoedown Hank Fennell. Station manager is Alkali Alvin Bolt. Guests of Riders in the Radio Theater stay in the luxury of their own homes and return for this promotional announcement. This is Texas Big Spender saying so long, Channel Val. See you next week on Riders Radio Theater.